Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Orchid.
So we are going to talk about mom bods today.
Yes, we are going to talk about mom bods today.
And I think this is an issue that we've really, or a topic that we really wanted to talk about because we actually go work
out.
And going through pregnancy and then childbirth, your body goes through so many changes, like during the process. And then even afterwards, I think there's this kind of pressure to get your body to bounce back to where it used to be. And there is no part of my body that's bouncing.
No.
From like muscle.
Right. It's not rippling with muscles.
And so I remember there was, Duchess Kate. Princess Kate?
Yes.
What do we call her now?
Duchess
Kate? Duchess Catherine. Anyway, she had given birth to their second kid. And I can't remember if it was hours or maybe the day after she was doing this photo shoot where she's outside holding the baby and she kind of has this grimace. And in my mind, I mean, obviously she was dressed to the nines, but in my mind, I was thinking she was probably wearing that gross mesh underwear underneath all of that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And to be honest, I was actually kind of angry about the whole thing. I was angry that she was perpetuating the stereotype that after your body goes through intense trauma, that you're going to go back to
the next day.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
I doubt she wanted to do it. I don't think she was attempting to perpetuate the myth or the stereotype. I think she was probably forced for royal reasons. But to your point, neither of us has had a child in the last week. It's been years for me, almost into years for you, but mom bods is still a thing.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why we wanted to talk about it, because it's a reality.
Right.
It wasn't just a moment in time issue.
No.
It's a forever issue.
We're going to continue to have mom bods. And so should we start with what?
God, that's depressing. Or maybe not.
But it doesn't need to be.
True. And that's why we wanted to talk about it. Because if we're being honest, nobody ever talks about mom bods, but they talk about the rise in the celebration of dad bods.
Which is the
worst.
And
I think that's actually why we originally wanted to talk about that, because we had a whole rant about how that was complete bullshit. That there was their actual, like, published news articles about the celebration of the dad bod. It was so annoying.
As if they needed another reason to just look mushy.
Right. As if, but that they have any reason. Because they did not birth a person.
Right.
Hold it inside, then birth it.
Yeah.
Then potentially nurse it. And then try to get the shit all back in place.
Right.
They did none of those things.
Right.
They just kicked it on the sidelines. And now they're getting a fucking gold star. Clearly we have an opinion. About this.
Not at all resentful.
Yes. Yeah, there's no resentment in my voice. I want an article.
I know. Yes, I agree. I think we should get articles. I do think you're seeing the rise of celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, who I remember she had an Instagram story of her stretch marks, right? And this is a woman who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated for their swimsuit edition. She started out as a model. And I think it's really refreshing that she said, hey, yes, this was my career, but the things that happened to all women's bodies during childbirth, like that happened to me too. And I'm looking at my stretch marks not as a thing that is ugly or that needs to be hidden, but it is almost a badge of honor. It shows what I went through. It shows what my body is capable of.
Right.
And I thought that was awesome.
Celebration of mom bod.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And do you remember also she, when she kind of made that ridiculous post where she sort of morphed her body into looking basically like a Kardashian
weeks
after the like Hall of Mirrors from you know, one of those like carny rides. But to prove a point that like somehow that was what she was expected to look like 3 minutes after she had a child. So,
and I think the point of that too was that don't believe everything that you see, especially in social media.
True.
And I can speak from experience because I took my own headshot and then went into Facetune.
Because after you had your kid?
I mean, yes. This was like months ago. You know, my new headshot, I actually took it by myself. It was a selfie. I was sitting on my couch.
With a little top bun?
Yeah, and then I
put Facetune that?
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I didn't actually change my face. I actually added a smile onto my face. Remember, I sent it to you, yeah. And you told me that I looked really cranky and disappointed in the person I'm looking at, and that's just normally my face.
I didn't know you then went and Facetuned it.
But... Oh, yeah. But while I was in Facetune, the point of this is that while I was in Facetune, it was really creepy and also impressive, all the things that you can do to change your look or change your photos in post-production.
That still looks like it's you.
Yeah.
Like, in real life.
Which is crazy. That is concerning. And I think that aligned with, there are so many... I actually was off of Instagram for a while, or just ended up unfollowing a ton of people, because there were all these mommy bloggers who were like the fit mom, and mm-hmm. she's wearing a crop top and Lululemon pants, which we'll I know about. We wear to hold things in.
Right. I want a celebration of those. Maybe in 5 minutes, we'll talk about the celebration of those.
But there was,
it's not real life. Though,
yeah, it wasn't. Point. And yeah. I don't begrudge these women, right? Because there are women whose bodies are able to recover very quickly, and maybe they were really into workout before. But I think that is not the norm, right? Or at least it wasn't my experience.
Yes. I think what we have talked at length about is there will always be those people, and right. maybe they're just freaks of nature.
Sure.
But the effort it takes, I think I texted you, the amount of effort it takes me to look this mediocre should be celebrated. Like, the fact that I even make it to the gym 3 times a week, which is apparent.
You go 3 times a week?
No, in a rare instance when that happens, I'm still like, that's not the norm, right? So the expectation that you're going to be at the gym all the time right. when you have small toddlers at home is ridiculous, because yeah. who the shit is watching your kid?
I know.
While you're busy potentially looking like some crazy model. Like, that's not happening.
Right. I physically don't have the energy. I emotionally don't have the energy. And I also psychologically don't right. have
the energy. Like, you don't have the desire to do most sure. of those things. You just don't have the bandwidth to right. do it.
Exactly.
But when we go to the gym, like, maybe we'll talk about our once a week trips to the gym.
Yeah.
That should be celebrated, because
so
we
too.
Made it there.
Yeah.
And our kid is still breathing.
Exactly.
Major win.
Exactly.
Celebration of the mom bod.
Exactly. And I think celebration of the mom bod too is celebrating what your body went through.
Totally.
Your body was able to grow a human being, inject a human being in some form. I was trying to find a yeah. word for it, and I feel like eject is probably
right.
Okay, anyway. And also, I think, run around
going.
And keep it going, keep this person alive and stimulated. And, you know, like, it's just,
NBD.
It's a lot. Yeah, exactly. So there's.
But can we also complain a little bit about mom bods?
I love complaining. Complaining is, if complaining could be a hobby.
Oh, what if you got paid for it?
What if it was an Olympic sport?
Oh, man. Right. Why not? Because gaming is basically an e-sport now. Why can't competitive complaining be one? Complaining to entertain.
That would be so amazing. I think that's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I actually think that's legitimately what we're doing.
Well, then.
Yeah.
I guess. There you go.
How did you think about mom bod before you gave birth, or during pregnancy? Because your body goes through so many different changes. In your mind, did you think some of them would be permanent? Do you think it was temporary? Like, what did you think of the whole thing?
So, thinking back, I was pretty sure. I think what I had heard from friends is that it was a little bit of a crapshoot on how everything came back together or didn't. So I probably thought worst case scenario, which when you're breastfeeding, though, I think it kind of lulls you into like a fake sense of maybe you'll burn everything off and it'll stay way, right? Because you remember it was the 500 calories a day while you're nursing.
And did you lose a lot of weight quickly?
I think it was slow at first, and then it ramped up. Because I don't know. I was on all the drugs at the beginning, so I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But it still was helping. And then you stop doing that, and it's only you who's in charge of getting your ass to Barry's or SoulCycle and actually burning it off. And that's when that's more steady state. And then you realize what mom bod might mean.
Yeah. Cause I actually dropped weight because of breastfeeding pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So when I came back after maternity leave, which was 4.5 months out, I was actually 5 pounds lighter than I am right now. I was actually 5 pounds lighter than my normal weight.
That makes sense.
And
I could see that.
It was awesome.
That's amazing.
And then I stopped breastfeeding and then I gained some of it back.
Right.
Well, because I shouldn't be trusted to do anything is really the takeaway through this whole thing.
Well, but also, remember when you could eat anything. I know, so I think amazing. I trained myself to be more like a competitive eater level because you could eat anything you wanted and then you stop breastfeeding and then you don't ramp down fast enough.
Right. You don't change your intake with your output.
I
mean me.
I still wanted to eat this amount of food because it was awesome.
Well, I was a little scared while I was pregnant because we have this coworker who is, she's amazing. She is, has two kids, is like the tiniest person ever, has like this beautiful hair. And she, I think she took joy in scaring me, actually. I think that's actually what happened.
Exactly what happened.
She would walk past me and she would always be dressed impeccably with these high heels. And she would just whiz past me in the hallway.
When you were pregnant.
When I was pregnant. Okay. And she stopped me one time and she just says, you know, nothing's going to go back to where it used to be. And then she just walked away.
So ominous. She stayed in like a spooky voice.
No, it wasn't. But it
just
was
very casually.
Yeah, I don't know if it was casually. It was a little bit of casual, but a little bit of like cautionary. Okay. Like maybe she was doing a public service by telling me. And then you see the rainbow go across the screen, the more you know, sort of Ooh, thing.
Okay. It's a little PSA.
Yeah, a little bit. So that was terrifying.
To that, did you have a lot of people give you warnings ahead of what it might be like, what mom bod was going to be, whatever that what might mean?
I don't think so. I think part of that is just you don't really talk about it.
Yeah,
because afterwards, one of my friends told me the funniest story. So when her sister gave birth the first time, because she's got two kids, you know how you're supposed to bring post-labor like clothing, like the clothing you're supposed to go home
the
in
hospital.
after the hospital, after you leave from
your
the hospital.
Home outfit,
yeah, exactly. And it really should just be pajamas or whatever. But for some reason, she thought that her sister's body after the baby was going to be the same size she was before she got pregnant. So they didn't even bring, the pants they brought were jeans, were pre-pregnancy jeans.
Wait, her sister packed for her? Oh.
I know. So then she's putting on these jeans having this kid and she like doesn't fit in them. Because your body doesn't go back. Because actually, after you give birth, then you shrink down to the size you were when you're 6 months pregnant, right? Is that kind of the... I remember reading something.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
And I remember, I didn't even gain that much weight. I gained probably 30, 35 pounds. And the rest of you may look normal, but your stomach is still really right. Big and mushy. Yes. And, you know? Both funny and terrifying.
That's sad.
I know.
She had to put the jeans on?
Yeah. She didn't have any other pants.
Right? That's so offensive. I would be so pissed.
I didn't have any friends who warned me about mom bod, but I do remember there's this one incident in college where it was like someone was giving me a warning into my future. And so I was going to one of those fraternity formals with a friend of mine, and I was working at BB at the time as my part-time job.
I refuse. I love that you worked at BB.
Yeah, and they had the, you remember BB had the long sleeve shirts with the with BB in rhinestone across his chest. And it was,
and they were expensive.
It was like expensive skanky clothes.
Right.
How else would you describe it? I think that's
exactly how you describe it.
Right. So I was working there at the time and I remember getting a dress
velour
from
pants.
There. Yeah.
They like the J-Lo
yes.
era yes. velour jumpsuit.
Yes.
Things.
But the yes. non-juicy version. It was like kind of the same. It was basically a knockoff.
High-end juicy.
Yeah. And I had purchased a dress at work because I got my work discount for this formal. which was on a boat. And I never really recommend parties on boats because you can't leave. Like, you have to wait until after the boat docks.
Yeah, you don't have to commit to that.
Exactly. So anyway, so we're on this boat, whatever. And before we're getting on this boat, I'm in the ladies' restroom and I'm washing my hands. And this woman next to me looks over at me. And my dress was, it was a black, it was very clingy. And it had one of those keyhole necklines so that your cleavage would poke through. I know, it was skanky.
High-end skanky.
What do you want? And so she looks over and she goes, "Are you wearing a bra?" I was like, "No, why do you ask?" She's like, "Ah, youth." and in this version that I've remembered, I remember her being a very old lady, but I think she might have been 30.
Like, so she was like that old woman in the Titanic movie.
So in my mind, she was actually Snow White's stepmother as a witch.
Oh, so she with a crystal ball and she's like, "Ugh,
with like
suck your youth out."
And yeah, with like a wart on her nose. But in retrospect, I think she probably was 30.
Wow.
But you remember when you were in college, everybody over 25 was extremely old.
Correct. But also,
I think about her all the time.
Now.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. Mostly because we don't run around with no bras on.
Because we have pancake boobs.
Right. Back to the celebration of mom bods. That's probably the most offensive part. Do you remember?
Did you ever get any warnings?
No. Not at the level of detail that I think I was owed. Because when I stopped nursing and they become these deflated pancakes, I literally was so horrified because when I was nursing, my boobs were much bigger than I
had. Well, they're huge. Each one is as big as your head.
So what was great is that it made everything else look smaller.
Right.
Right, like your waist and everything.
The Kim Kardashian effect.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But when I stopped and they became these like sad deflated balloons, I didn't know if that was the forever or not. And I was really upset because I was like, I literally, you know, just because you don't get to control your own body. I was like, okay, so this is now how it is. Yep. I just kept this person alive for a year and my thanks is basically these sad banana boobs. I mean, they were so sad.
I think you just described it. I remember at that time, I looked at my boobs and you know the sound that a balloon makes when it deflates?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like that.
No,
like,
I know.
That plays in my mind. And I think
and then it goes at the end.
And I think before kids, I didn't realize why underwires existed. And now I do.
Oh, right. No, exactly. Back to the whole keyhole dress situation.
Never. You couldn't paint.
No, you'd have to have all the Spanx, you know, architecture sitting under there to keep them up by your anywhere north of your stomach.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It is sad. But at least before you and I talked about it, one of my girlfriends who has a son who's about 10 months younger than Oliver, when she stopped nursing, she sent me this text and literally asked me, she was like, "Can we talk about my boobs?" And I felt glad, like, it was, by then I could actually tell her, like, an It Gets Better story. I was like, yes, literally right now and for the next 3 months, you're literally going to have the saddest looking version of your boobs ever. But it does come back a bit. Not a bit. 100%. No. But this is not it. Because that's what I thought. And I was horrified. I mean, they were the saddest things I've ever seen. They were so sad. They were like 70-year-old lady boobs.
Yeah. And then that also that song pops into my head. Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a bow?
Not.
Can you tie them in a bow? There you go. Can you throw them over your shoulder?
Like a continental soldier. I know the song. Did you sing that every day as you got dressed?
Yeah, just humming it.
I'm sure Eric really enjoyed that.
Yeah, so.
Because nothing makes you feel sexier than when your boobs are at your kneecaps, ladies. Let's be honest. Hooray for mom bods!
And I think before kids, I didn't realize why underwires existed. And now I do.
Oh, right. No, exactly. Back to the whole keyhole dress situation.
Never. You couldn't paint.
No, you'd have to have all the Spanx, you know, architecture sitting under there to keep them up by your anywhere north of your stomach.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It is sad. But at least before you and I talked about it, one of my girlfriends who has a son who's about 10 months younger than Oliver, mm-hmm. when she stopped nursing, she sent me this text and literally asked me, she was like, can we talk about my boobs? And I felt glad, like, it was, by then I could actually tell her, like, an It Gets Better story. I was like, yes, literally right now and for the next 3 months, you're literally going to have the saddest looking version of your boobs ever. But it does come back a bit. Not 100%, no. But this is not it. Because that's what I thought. And I was horrified. I mean, they were the saddest things I've ever seen. They were so sad. They were like 70-year-old lady boobs.
Yeah. And then that also that song pops into my head. Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a bow?
Not.
Can you tie them in a bow? There you go. Can you throw them over your shoulder?
Like a continental soldier. I know the song. Did you sing that every day as you got dressed?
Yeah, just humming it.
I'm sure Eric really enjoyed that.
Yeah, so.
Because nothing makes you feel sexier than when your boobs are at your kneecaps, ladies. Let's be honest. Hooray for mom bods!
So should we...
Can we talk about berries?
Yes. So we should start with... So you introduced me to Berries Boot Camp. And do you want to kind of talk about how the classes are structured?
Okay. So Orchid and I now work in San Francisco, where everything is downtown, which is why this even started. That every possible hipstery...
Bougie.
Service.
Yeah.
Gym.
Yeah.
Amenity exists in the financial district of San Francisco.
Within like a 4-block radius.
Yes, really, it's like the most glorious, bizarre thing ever. But for that reason, when we both started working in San Francisco, down the street from us is this very bougie boot camp gym class called Barry's Boot Camp that started in LA. I think I knew about it because the Kardashians went time, like 10 years ago. It's not new. It's been around forever, but we are not that cool.
Or rich
to be able to go.
Right.
So we convinced each other to start going once a week on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Because we could guilt each other into going and then we might actually show up. But this class is really hardcore.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Like pretty much to the point of almost barfing at the end of every class. And there's what, maybe 30, 40 people in the class?
Yeah,
40-ish.
So. Yeah.
Everybody that is there besides the two of us is actually in shape.
I think they're sub 30.
Yes, everyone's under 30.
Yeah.
They're very good looking.
Yes.
They also go to these classes multiple times a week to the point that the teacher knows them all by name.
Right.
And calls them out and has like little quippy things to say.
Sure.
But we self-high-five every Wednesday when we go.
Right.
Well, you don't always go.
I don't always go. It's true. I always try to find excuses. I think I never told you that. I'm telling you that right now.
It's kind
of
obvious.
I know, exactly. So the structure of the class is that, so you can either start on the treadmill or you can start on the bench lifting weights.
Right.
So we tend to start on the treadmill because then we can get that
out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Put the hard part, get it out of the way.
Yeah. So you would run on the treadmill in intervals for about 10 minutes. Then you would switch to the floor and do weights for 10 minutes and then go back on the treadmill for 10 minutes and then weights for 10 minutes. And then you would stretch.
Right.
And Barry's Bootcamp makes SoulCycle look like a leisurely bike ride through the park, is my opinion.
Agreed. I thought SoulCycle, having gone there, was hardcore. And then we went to Barry's Bootcamp. And I almost died on the treadmill.
I almost puke every time I go.
Correct. Because they make you put the numbers on the screen that you never would do yourself.
No.
Right? Like 10 miles an hour.
I've still literally never hit 10 miles an hour.
Right. And they only do it at 10 miles an hour for 30 seconds, but that feels like a lifetime. And then you almost barf at the end of it.
Right.
But then we pay $30?
Yeah.
To go have somebody do that to us.
But I think I feel comfortable being that uncomfortable for an hour because it's literally only once a week or more for me once every other week. And I feel like if I only had one workout to make up for like 15 days of workouts.
Right.
I don't know that that's how it works.
No. I think for normal fit people, going to the gym justifies what you eat for the rest of the day. Whereas I think for us, going to Barry's once a week justifies everything we do for the entire week. Am I wrong?
Entire week or 2 weeks.
Or for you, 2 weeks, right? Because you're 2 weeks. Other week.
Absolutely.
But because we run so much faster than we ever would otherwise, it justifies literally anything.
Yeah. And then you sweat it all out and I feel pretty good, but tired. So should we talk about the first time I went with you?
Yes.
Because it was not especially my...
because this podcast is about being a mom. Okay, let me set this up. So Oregon and I decide to go together for the first time to Barry's because we're a little bit scared and assume that there's going to be all these really crazy fit people.
Which there were.
Which there were. There. So our fears were valid. And the teacher who was, I'm going to guess she's in her mid 40s.
Yeah.
These teachers are bizarre because they're like former hardcore, you know, like careerists.
Gymnasts?
They have these crazy careers in tech or in pharma and then decide that they're done with that life. And then they translate that intenseness to becoming a boot camp instructor or a soul cycle instructor. So these crazy type A people who are super fit.
She's jacked.
She is probably 5 feet tall, brunette, tiniest person ever, but so jacked, you know she could beat the shit out of any giant dude in that class.
Yeah. And when she walks, nothing jiggles.
Oh no. She's, she's a phenomenal specimen. So anyway, she's also very peppy.
Yeah.
She's great. She's not scary. She's like a great, personality. So Orchid, why don't you tell everybody what happens is she comes, everyone sits in the lobby. There's 40 people in the lobby waiting. And every time she comes out, including this first time, she kind of gets the crowd warmed up with some questions and kind of gets them all jazzed and, you know, clapping and whatnot. But would you like to tell everyone what she said the first class that we went to?
Yeah, because it was the worst. So it was my first time there. I don't really know what to expect. I usually go to SoulCycle. We can talk about that a bit too. So we go in and we're in this lobby setting with everyone. And as Stephanie said, Vanessa, our instructor, goes around and kind of tells everybody what to expect, right? So she'll say, today I want you guys at medium intensity. So for guys, that means lift between 30 to 40 pounds on each side.
Right. We're like, together? No. Okay.
And then for women, be at, let's say, 15 to 20, something like that. And this time she comes out and she goes, all right, who here doesn't like kids? In my mind, I thought she meant she was going to say something. Everybody was going to be like, yeah, we don't like kids. And then she was going to be like, right, because we don't allow any babies in here. And just like very like machismo.
Like a boot camp.
Yeah, like very, like a little more aggressive, whatever. So so she asked this question. I go, me. And I'm literally the only person. And I said it at a volume where I thought other people would also be saying this.
It's so funny.
And then she looks at me. And like, I think I black out a little bit. And then, because I realized in that moment that maybe I should have just shut the hell up. And so I started that weird backtracking that you do, verbal backtracking. And so I go, yeah, I mean, you know, like I have a kid and I'm a mom. So I feel like I can say that because like, I really love her, but like sometimes I don't really like her. And I catch Stephanie out of the corner of my eye and she just has this look on her face like, shut up, shut up, shut up. So after this very uncomfortable...
There are 40 people staring at you.
So She just kind of looks at me, the instructor Vanessa. She just kind of
really confused.
Yeah, she just kind of looks at me and she takes a pause and she's like, okay, well, we're raising money for this charity for children. So yeah, so that was my introduction to bears. And then so we did this whole class, right? And I thought it was over. But at the end of the class, Vanessa will stand by the door. Somebody's literally crying right now.
This is like 3 months ago, and it's still funny.
So Vanessa's at the door, and as you're leaving, everyone's really sweaty, right? But she'll like high-five you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The person in front of me, as they're walking out, she goes, yeah, and don't forget to raise money for the kids, not like the lady who doesn't like kids. And as I'm walking up, I go, yeah, that was me.
did she give you a high five?
I don't remember.
But you were just so mortified.
I just like ran away. I probably just ran away. But even now, every time I see her,
she doesn't remember.
Yeah, she does. How could she not? I'm the person who hated kids.
No, I think it's burned in your brain because literally I doubt one other person in that class has a child,
right?
Besides the two of us. They're much younger. They're much better looking than we are. There's just not a high likelihood. So the fact that you were the sole person to pipe up, yelled it at the top of your lungs like we were going to do a Marines hoorah before the boot camp started.
I mean, how and am I then, supposed to know?
And then the verbal diarrhea that came afterwards, you justifying why you said you hated kids. So great.
I do. I also have this vision of you just staring at me in horror. Like you could see something bad happening.
It's like a car crash.
But you didn't know. You couldn't.
What was I supposed to do? Like, I mean, you're right, it's on me. I should have just like kicked you in the kneecap.
No, but it was very funny because I feel like we've had moments like that where we're in a conversation, I say something, and I know you give me that look where you're like, that's what you say inside. You don't say that outside.
It's in our heads.
Exactly. Exactly. But this was the worst case because normally you can give me that little kick, and this time there was no stopping it. It was just, yeah, that was berries, and I still go back.
And yeah, we go back every Wednesday to every other Wednesday.
Yeah, but the problem is that before the session every Wednesday, I think of all the reasons why I cannot go.
I know, I think I hear some of them. Jeez. It's not a big reveal to me that you don't want to go.
But I'm happy when I'm there, though.
That's the thing. I think that's why, is that because you sweat so much, and it's only one day a week, the commitment,
right.
That it's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I will say, unlike going to a cycling class where you're sitting down and things aren't jiggling everywhere, running at 10 miles an hour, even for 30 seconds, things are flopping all over the place. That makes me feel really unfit at a level, so that I then am forced to buy the really expensive Lululemon or whatever Athleta pants that actually hold in all that shit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go flying everywhere and knock over some poor guy on the treadmill next to me.
Yeah, he's not noticing though, because I saw this guy. He was like staring into his own eyes in the mirror, like giving him mental high fives.
Oh yeah,
and that's what that
people
guy
are really
doing.
Super hardcore.
But part of it too with the treadmill is that every time I speed up, in my head, I just see myself tripping and then face planting on the treadmill. Does that happen to you?
I just count down the seconds until she said it's over and I can jump onto the sides where it's, you know, where the little lanes on the sides.
You wait, though. I just kind of like, I don't know, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
I'm done now. That's the difference between us. You're self-directed. I'm more of a rule follower.
I'm just gonna like, that feels good.
Yeah, yeah. Done now.
But every time after the class, as we're walking out, I do sit down and I think I say, I almost puked.
Yeah.
I think like literally every time. Yeah.
And?
But I haven't puked yet.
Right. To the close though, because I think it was something we wanted to talk about, how where we are in the realities of our mom bods means there are certain brands we've aged out.
Oh, they're like all of them.
Well, I don't mean like Forever 21.
Right.
I mean, if we were talking about this, right, that outdoor voices,
right.
No, you need something, you need a line of clothes with high science and technology baked into it that it sucks everything in and keeps, you know, keeps everything sort of in its place.
Well, we were talking about this with Spanx. Like, it's really fascinating that I think the founder of Spanx, she's aged up with us, right? And I think you see that through the product line because they started with just the footless tights. And now they have Spanx for everything. They have arm Spanx. Did you see the arm Spanx?
You texted me them.
Yeah, they're literally arm sleeve Spanx that hold your jiggly arms in. It's weird. And then they had a swimsuit line. I actually don't know if they still have it. They have leggings. They have man Spanx. They have Spanx tanks. And so you can literally just wear head to toe Spanx.
I know. I think we talked about that we should maybe when we... We should try it. We should come to work wearing all of our Spanx at the same time.
Yeah, they're so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It's literally like wearing a full body parka underneath your clothes.
Yeah. They're hot. And then I equated it to a water balloon where when you squeeze one end, it just the other end gets bigger. Because when I put Spanx on, I think it doesn't redistribute the excess.
No, not equally.
It just kind of squeezes it up in one direction and plops.
Of course. I have the tank top ones and it literally just folds my stomach into itself to then on the outside look like it's flatter, but really it's just because I have like 4 inches internally of what my stomach has rolled onto itself. It's very uncomfortable.
That's science.
That's the technology that I'm talking about. This is why we pay $100 for those stupid pants.
Do you feel better about talking about mom bods?
I mean, guess. I still have a mom bod.
Wait, did you think that somehow after this it would all just melt away?
No. What I might do tonight, though, is go on YouTube and watch those makeup tutorials, but, like, for your abs.
Oh, like when you can spray tan abs on, those kinds of things? Yeah,
but it actually just looks like a waffle.
Maybe just put a waffle on there.
And like
wobbles.
Wait, we're not done yet. Stephanie and I love you so much that we decided to record what happens after a session at Barry's. So stay tuned. I have no idea if this microphone is going to be any good because we're just on my phone.
But. Yeah, but this is real life because it's literally 30 seconds after leaving Barry's. Orchid, how do you feel?
Feel like ass. Although, I mean, like, I'm glad we did it, right? I'm always happy after we do it. I feel terrible. I feel very sweaty. I'm very hot.
Right, we're not glistening. We're just...
I'm tired. I picked a workout outfit that enhances my muffin top because I normally wear those high-waisted Lulu.
I decided to accentuate.
Oh, yeah. No, everything about it. I forgot a sports bra. I'm wearing my regular bra. Oh. I am wearing a regular bra with a racer back tank to accentuate the fact that I'm wearing a regular bra. I am wearing... And it's very tight, the tank. And then I'm wearing the running pants from when I ran the Chicago Marathon years ago. When we were in shape, sort of. And they're kind of like low cut, so they sit right under my muffin top. And when I pull it over my muffin top, then my underwear cuts a line to accentuate my muffin top further. So that's why you notice I wasn't out among the regular people. I dashed from the locker room to the darkened studio. So no one could see my rolls.
Good thing it's really dark in there, though, right?
Oh, yeah, it's the darkest.
That's actually the best part. Yeah. So when you're sweating bullets and looking like you're about to vomit, nobody else can see you.
I'm so hot.
I'm so like clammy hot.
I'm so uncomfortable. Although I did feel like she was speaking to us when she was talking about, when Vanessa was talking about, like, how great endorphins are. And she goes,
do you know what that quote was from?
No.
Legally Blonde. I was like, yo, half these people are too young to ever seen
remember
that movie.
And so the quote was, what was it?
It's exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't kill their husbands. Oh, so you thought she was
Just talking to me.
She was, Orchid.
Oh.
That was for you because she knows you hate kids.
Right. I hate kids, and I apparently have homicidal thoughts about my husband. She thinks very highly of me, if she thinks of me at all, so which she does not.
A personal training one-on-one
She does not think about me, let's be clear. Nope. I think about her all the time. because
it's like high school.
Yeah, because the problem is I always try to get... I wanted to try to impress people. It's an only child trait, and she's just not at all impressed by... anything I have to offer.
Yeah, but you walked out early. You missed the best part because she talked about goals can be everything from actually being in shape to just showing up. And yeah. I almost went, yeah! But since I would have been the only one saying that.
Right.
Because you left early.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I had the energy to stretch. Like, I didn't feel like I had... the muscle capability,
the physical energy.
I think all of it. I think anything. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I can't form sentences. This is the worst.
But high five.
Yeah,
because you came.
Yeah, but the problem. Okay, yes, we did it. That is a goal. I think what stresses me out too is whenever she asks you to like fist bump people next to you, but sometimes I'm looking at them in the mirror and then I completely miss them in real life. Like, where am I supposed to be looking at my fist?
I just Jesus right away, my arms out, so they have to figure it out.
Oh, because
I can't be expected to coordinate running. Not falling and fist bumping. That's too much.
So,
that's like
that's
patting
right.
Your head and your stomach.
So I should do it first.
Yeah, girl. Come on. Barry's tip.
That's a great tip because I just always miss and I like can't even high five most of the time. Until Eric told me apparently when you high five you're supposed to stare at the other person's elbow. When you high five, that's how you line it up. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm terribly uncoordinated.
He also flosses, though, so
he
does.
He's
next level. He's
very good at flossing. The dance, not, like, his teeth. I've asked people if they want to see him floss before, and they think I'm going to show them a video of him flossing his teeth. It's very uncomfortable.
It's a generational problem.
Yeah, I think I'm blacking out. I think, like, there's no oxygen going to my brain right now.
You should probably stop talking and get a drink of water.
Yeah, sounds great.